While the humanitarian and social challenges facing Lebanon continue to worry the church, politicians, and aid workers, the burgeoning humanitarian crisis in the Palestinian territories, especially in the Gaza Strip, is also not to be ignored. With Israeli forces continuing their military offensive against targets in Gaza, UN officials have warned that the Gazan economy is collapsing and people there have lost almost all hope for a better tomorrow. Susie Hodges has been finding out more about the worsening plight of the inhabitants of Gaza, a place that has been called the largest open-air prison in the world.
A ticking time bomb that risks an enormous social explosion. That's how a leading UN official described the situation in the Gaza Strip, which is home to 1.4 million Palestinians. Gaza was already struggling with an economic crisis resulting from the cut-off in direct aid to the Palestinian government by some world powers after the election of Hamas. Conditions then worsened after Israel launched a large-scale military offensive in Gaza at the end of June that inflicted major damage on the territory's infrastructure. And that sense of anger, frustration and despair felt by the inhabitants of Gaza nowadays was echoed only too clearly when I spoke to Father Manuel Musallam, parish priest and director of a Catholic school in Gaza.
Gaza is under fear. Gaza is under war. Gaza is suffering. Gaza is a sick person because all the people in Gaza is struggling to survive. The situation became so dangerous, so cruel in Gaza that the people cannot support more. This people is always humiliated because he hasn't money, he hasn't work, he hasn't freedom. This is the feeling of the people in Gaza.
Owen Murray works for the Catholic aid organization Trocare. He lived in the Gaza Strip for 2 years and has just returned from a fresh visit to the territory.
For me, one of the things that distinguishes Gaza in terms of the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem is that you get a different kind of person, and it's very much the spirit of Palestine, and you get people, the leaders of the political factions, the leaders of the military factions, the leaders of NGO and civil societies, they tend to come from the Gaza Strip, and it's a place with a lot of spirit, but in my experience, that spirit has always been strong and people look after each other. But in this most recent visit, I have to say that I found people really to be broken. Friends of mine, you could see that every single one of them really was feeling the squeeze of the economic stranglehold that's been imposed on the Gaza Strip. And I'm not sure how long people can survive like that. Of course, people are used to living on the edge, but you know, you can only push so far and eventually people will go over the edge.
Murray believes the current humanitarian situation in Gaza is the worst ever and is still going downhill. He says the recent war in Lebanon led the international community to overlook the ongoing crisis in Gaza.
Well, of course, the Israeli occupation of Lebanon and the campaign there and the attacks on civilians by both Hezbollah and Israeli certainly focused the attention of the world and marginalised the issue of what's been going on in the Gaza Strip. I mean, people in Gaza and in Palestine in general have always felt isolated and forgotten about. They've always looked at Israel as a state that behaves without regard for international law, for the Fourth Geneva Convention, for human rights law, and said, why is Israel treated differently to everyone else in the world? Why are we the ones who are always forgotten about? So I think, of course, naturally they feel isolated and they feel forgotten about, but that's not anything new for them.
The economic sanctions imposed against the Hamas-led government have led to a situation where many of Gaza's people who work for the government are no longer receiving their salaries. Murray says this cut-off in wages is having a severe impact on families, and especially the most needy and vulnerable members of society.
Since the sanctions on the Hamas government were imposed, income, if you're working for the Palestinian Authority, has dropped to virtually nothing. In the last 6 months, employees of the security services in the Gaza Strip, the West and the West Bank, have received 2 half-months' worth of pay for 6 months. And there isn't really any prospect of more money coming in over the coming months to even give them that amount. So for people like that, it's almost entirely been eliminated.
And how badly is this impacting on families and the most vulnerable members of society, like children and the elderly?
Well, of course, those people were often funding and paying for not just their own family, but also their extended family, because in the Gaza Strip, the unemployment rate was, before this situation broke out, unemployment was as high as 60-70%, depending on which part of Gaza you go to. So already people were helping out their relations, their extended family, to survive. So now it's really affecting those people who had a job and also those people who had no jobs previously. So for children, the elderly, the disabled, anyone in those categories, things have got very, very difficult. People can't get medicine. For example, diabetics can't get certain type of medicine in. Children are increasingly suffering from things like diarrhea because of the lack of clean water. And so the most vulnerable people, as always in a situation like this, are the first to be affected.
This financial crisis also means that many parents in Gaza can no longer afford to send their children to school, as Father Manuel explains.
More than 200 students from 600 left the school because they are unable to pay their fees. They are unable to pay even half of their fees. And how we can support them? We have teachers. We have many, many expenses in the school. We cannot pay that. So more than 200 people left the school. And I know that more than one family tried even to sell their jewelry to pay the school. Many women used to come to school, and they begin to weep, asking for a charity to help them for the fees, to keep the children in the school. It's a big moment of suffering. It is a time of crucifixion for a priest, because he cannot help. We gave already everything we have.
Electricity and water supplies in Gaza have also been severely affected by the Israeli military offensive and ongoing blockade.
We haven't electricity. Families are living without electricity. I mean, they receive 2 hours, 3 hours a day, and this electricity can come by night, in the early morning, in the afternoon. It is not a regular electricity. With the lack of electricity, we have a lack of water. In the beginning of the school year, I received 700 students, and we remained 4 days without water. And you can imagine a school, 700 students without water, to be punished like this, in this manner.
Father Manuel says the Israeli blockade around Gaza and the ongoing military strikes on a near daily basis have heightened resentment against Israel among the Gazan population.
They kill more than 6-7 persons. The army is treating us like animals. Always they are punishing innocents with others. Each one, everyone, the priests, the sisters, everyone is threatened. No one is exempted, as if we are all terrorists. No, we are not terrorists.
But although the people of Gaza feel they are being collectively punished by the Israeli occupation, Mari says the Palestinians too need to re-examine their behaviour and address the near anarchy that now reigns in some parts of the territory.
Since the death of Yasser Arafat, and even slightly before that, you had a breakdown of law and order inside the Gaza Strip, and you have people who are really taking their power from the barrel of a gun. So you have a spate of kidnappings, for example. And it's often, in the majority of cases, it's because the people who kidnapped the internationals, but also a large number of Palestinians are getting kidnapped, want jobs, want food, want money, or want access to power. So it's becoming politicized, and people have small arms and they have bullets, and unfortunately they're not afraid to use them. And recently, of all people to say it, the spokesperson for the Hamas government, Ghazi Hamad, came out and said that it's about time that Palestinian society, particularly in Gaza, where he's based, decided to clean itself up and to reimpose law and order. And there are major political tensions which are preventing that from happening, unfortunately.
Almost 20% of the population in Gaza has long depended on food handouts from the UN and other international donors. But Father Manuel says the spectre of hunger is now spreading throughout the Gaza Strip.
I think that more than 70% of the population of Gaza haven't work and enough food to eat. And in my school, from this 700 students I have, more than 45% of them are without enough food. They have a small piece of bread with water, they eat it.
The people of Gaza have long been known for their courage and resilience, but Father Manuel says the events of this year are exacting a heavy psychological toll.
All of them are stressed. When you walk by the road, you find people crying. All the people is crying.
Murray too says he was struck by the mood of desperation among the inhabitants.
I think people are largely without hope. And that's something that I'd never experienced myself before. When you meet people who feel that they have nothing to look forward to, nothing positive in the future, and no light at the end of the tunnel, psychologically for them and also for me, that's quite a difficult thing to confront. People don't really know what situation is going to be in the next week or month, let alone in the next couple of years' time. One friend of mine predicted that the next step that the Israeli occupation would take would be to put a roof on top of the Gaza Strip, because, of course, they already control the land and the sea. The next thing would be just to close it off, seal it off completely with the roof, like it was a pot that you were cooking in. And unfortunately, that kind of approach where people are sealed in into what some NGOs have called the largest prison in the world means that people's anger and frustration just is exasperated. And when you have angry, frustrated people, it means that you sow the seed of conflict for years to come.
So to sum up, what were your feelings as you went around the Gaza Strip and you talked to the people? What kind of feelings did you come away with?
Very, very deeply depressed. I lived in Gaza for 2 years and built a lot of good friendships. And through the highs and lows of the Intifada, and even during the worst incursions of the Intifada, I never quite saw people in this kind of situation. And so it really left me frustrated, disappointed and angry, but with a real feeling that governments, churches, civil society really need to take action.
So, as we've heard, the future looks bleak for the inhabitants of Gaza. But Father Manuel maintains that peace is always possible and hope should never die.
Our future is darkness now. But as Christians, we cannot give up. We keep hope.
That was Father Manuel Musalem, a parish priest from Gaza, and you also heard the voice of Owen Murray from the Irish Catholic aid organisation Trocair. And I'm Susie Hodges.
وإلى الآن.